صوتي. اللهم إليك أشكو دعاء فقوتي وكلتي هيلتي وهو على الناس يا أرحم الراحمين. أنت رب المستعفين وأنت رب إله. Oh Allah, to thee I complain of the feebleness of my strength, of my lack of resources, and my being unimportant in the eyes of people. Oh most merciful, those capable of showing mercy, you are the Lord of the weak, and you are my own Lord. Jazakumullah khairan.
MashaAllah. I think we can hear a big mashallah from the men as well. Can I hear it please, inshallah? Jazakallah. That was Zaid Waleed from Kimberley Islamic School. Next up we have Musab Patel from Madrasa Islamia Luxembourg. And his topic will be how I will design my Jannah when I enter, inshallah.
To ask any kid my age how they would design their Jannah, you would get replies ranging from an F1 racing track or football stadium house to a personal Disneyland. But personally, I keep it simple with plenty outdoor activities, plus an endless supply of cake and sweets. Assalamu alaikum to my fellow peers, teachers, parents, and all future Jannatis, inshallah. You have guessed right. I'm speaking about how I design my Jannah. Most people have never-ending list of things they would design in their Jannah. But those things are already available to us in this world. Allah has said, I have prepared for my pious servant what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived. I would love for my Jannah things that are certainly beyond our imaginations, like fishing from rivers of milk and honey, and cold biking through melted chocolate. Now isn't that awesome? Just imagine, if my Ummi's ice cream tastes supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, here, how much better can the ice cream of Jannah be? But did you know, dear audience, that we do not even have to wait to get there to start designing our Jannah? By reading Subhanallah walhamdulillah, a tree will be planted to the landscape of your Jannah. And by just reading 12 rakats of Sunnah Mu'akkidah daily, a whole new palace is built in your Jannah. So why wait? Start designing and investing in your Jannah today. Jazakumullah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Musab Patel from Madrasa Arabia Islamia Luxembourg. Next up we have Zain Mahmoud from Madrasa Islamia Kronstadt, and his topic will be, I am a Palestinian child and I...
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a Palestinian child and I want to love my childhood years. These are supposed to be the most important years of my life. I should be playing in the streets with other children, going to school for an education, run back home when my mother calls me for prayer, and laugh and play like a child. Oh, Israel, just let me love my life. I was once awoken by my mother's voice, telling me to get dressed for school, but now I hear her no more. All I hear is the sound of bombs and guns and blazing fires. My mother's arms used to shelter me when the earth beneath us would tremble. But now I stand alone with my little brother between these cold, concrete, crumbled walls. Oh, Israel, why did you take her life? My father, you beat and tortured until you could take it no more. I can still remember as I watched his last moments of life slip away from his eyes. He will never again walk with me on his shoulders through the streets or comfort me each time I weep. Oh, Israel, why did you take his life? My little brother, I hold in my arms as we walk down the dark, deserted streets. I can hear his hunger pangs as he cries himself to sleep. He is all I have on this land which I walk. He's just a tiny baby who can barely even talk. Oh, Israel, please don't take his life. Haven't you taken enough from me? While you lay warm in your bed at night, I lay in the cold beneath the stars. While you eat 3 warm meals a day, I haven't eaten a meal for days. Oh, Israel, have you no heart? Are you not human too? I'm so tired right now. I cannot bear it anymore. I'm holding on by a thread, and I cannot hold on anymore. And each day that passes, I watch the sunset and I ask, Oh, Israel, please take my life. Jazakumullah khairan.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Zain Mahmood from Madrasa Islamia Kronstadt. May Allah help and assist all people that are in any kind of oppression, atrocities in any part of the world. Just as I thought I was rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. Patience is bitter, but its fruits are sweet. Next up we have Zainab Valley from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg. And the topic will be the beauty of patience.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respected audience, some are rich and some are poor. Some are healthy while others are not. Some are beautiful while others are not quite the belle of the ball. They are intelligent and not so bright sparks. The young and the old. Allah says, be sure we shall test you with something of fear and hunger. Some lost in goods, lives, or the fruits of your toil, but give clear tidings to those who patiently persevere. I guess you all know what my topic is, the beauty of patience. Ever the saying, the grass is green on the other side, I'm sure everyone has heard it. One looks at another and assumes they have a perfect life, but no one has a perfect life. Each of Allah's creation is tested in different light. So it may seem like the grass is greener, but once you go on the other side, you might just find that yours was actually the greener grass. Do not look at those who have more than us, but rather look at those who have less. Then we will be grateful for what we have. Never complain. Always know that with every difficulty, there is ease. Allah has promised us. Remember, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Your patience never goes unrewarded. Through the repast of pain, Allah elevates the status of all believer. So bear your patience with struggles and prayers. If you are able to be patient in the midst of sorrows and struggles, it is a blessing, as no one can be given a better and greater blessing than patience. So, my respected audience, let us all plant patience in the gardens of our souls. The seeds are bitter, but the fruit are sweet. It is difficult to be patient, but to waste the reward of patience is worse. Fasabrun jameel. Therefore, O believer, endure all adversity with beautiful patience. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Zainab Valley, all the way from the Platinum Province, Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg. Next up we have Mubarak Kaji from Madrasa Ansarul Islam, Peshawar. And the topic will be how I will design my Jannah when I enter, inshallah.
Sounds heavenly, doesn't it? Well, yes, that is how Jannah will be like. Assalamu alaikum, beloved friends and asatiza. This is how I will design my Jannah when I enter inshallah. I will inshallah enter Jannah with a speed of lightning on a beautiful white horse with a golden carriage through any of the gates I may wish to enter from because of having fasted in Ramadan. I will then go towards my palace, a huge palace, 1,000 times bigger than any mansion of this dunya. Each brick will be made out of gold and silver. The cement will be mass. I will then decorate each room as I like, any day, any time. I will make my bedroom have a huge, fluffy, bouncy, swingy, cloud-shaped bed with real stars hanging. I will have 5 meals whenever I wish and a chocolate fountain at the entrance of my palace. I will enjoy my garden with many rivers and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Rivers of milk, pure honey, halal wine. I will even ask my Allah to make my rava a strawberry milkshake. I will have many trees with golden trunks and branches that will bear whichever fruit I wish. I can go on designing my Jannah, but the best part will be when I spend time with my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram. Allah says, وَنُعَنِّلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ رِسُمُهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is the paradise you have inherited with the virtues of what you used to do. And the most special part is, inshallah, when I meet the creator of Jannah, my Allah. Oh Allah, please make us all enter into Jannah. Jul Firdaus al-A'la, jazakumullahu khairan.
MashaAllah and Jazakumullah, Mubarak Kaji and the entire grade 4 class. We are slowly or very quickly rather coming to inshallah what we're all waiting for, that is the big break, not for the lunch because they say eat less, read salah more and get ready to come back for the afternoon session inshallah. Before we start the grade 5, which is the category 3, I will call upon Dr. Riaz Bardesab, inshallah, to render a nod, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ashab Muhammad haq ke wali, Ashab Muhammad haq ke wali, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Yaran Nabi mein sabse jali, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Yaran Nabi mein sabse jali, Ashab Muhammad haq ke wali. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Yaran-e Nabi mein sabse jali, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, wo Sham-e Haram.
ANC Fabric and Bridal Center has a winning combination of luxurious and sophisticated fabrics. Let us transport you in style with our luxurious fabrics. Our haberdashery department has the latest accessories. Visit our bridal department for the evening wear fabrics from the masters of design. Unique and individually styled beaded pure silks and tulles from the most talented creators of fashion. 5 Pelican Avenue, Linasia, 011-852-4910. ANC, usually unusual fabrics.
Contact Linasia Livestock and Poultry for all Sadaka and Hakika requirements. We offer clean, hygienic, abattoir style and refrigeration facilities. Sheep, goats and cows are available at competitive market-related prices, direct to the public. We slaughter, slice and distribute on your behalf. Kom praat met ons vir 'n goeie deal. Ons kan iets vir jou uitwerk. Linasia Livestock and Poultry. Livestock is our business. We are SANA approved. Telephone 011-857-177.
Employment ethics in Islam. Rights and obligations of the employer and employee. Presented by Maulana Habib Bobat of Radio Islam. Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2016. After Aisha Salah, Quwwat al-Islam Masjid, Linasia, Extension 1. Maulana Bilal Qasim, Imam of Quwwat al-Islam Masjid. Tuesday, 26th of April, 2016. After Aisha, Masjid Uthman Ghani, Linasia South. Brought to you by Jamitul Ulama Dawa Wal Irshad.
Trend, Tap and Tile, Omondi invites you to our newly upgraded and refurbished showroom at 262 Crownwood Road, Ormondi. Come view a wide range of exclusive polished, glazed and full-bodied porcelain tiles in the latest designs and styles from around the world. We stock big brand names in taps and sanitary ware such as Grow, Geberit and well-known imported and local products. For all the latest trends coupled with the best prices and personal service, call Trend Tap and Tile 835-0273-4.
It's time to get more for your money by getting all your essentials for less this week at Pick and Pay. Albany Superior Brown Bread, 700 grams, R10.95. Ruby 40% Fat Spread, 500 grams, R5.90. Danone Nutri-Day Low Fat Smooth Yogurt, assorted, 8 by 100 grams, R13.90. Maggie 2-Minute Noodles, assorted, 73 grams, buy any 3 for R30. Coca-Cola Regular 2 litres, R12.90. Get more for less. Prices valid from 14th to 17th April 2016.
Radio Islam and IMA have undertaken a new project to make basic medical care accessible to all. The mobile clinics aim to provide health care to underprivileged areas in which fundamental health needs cannot be easily met. The following areas will be aided: Joe Slovo Informal Settlement near El Dorado Park, Precast Informal Settlement opposite Extension 10 Linasia, Annadale Extension 8 Kapok Informal Settlement, Akenoff Informal Settlement Lerato. Free medicine and care by qualified nurses will be administered. Your donations and contributions towards this cause will be greatly appreciated. Contact Radio Islam on 011-854-7022.
It's back. Celebrate Durban's sun-kissed days and starlit nights at the Hartley Fair. It's where you've got to be. For incredible shopping, unusual gifts, exquisite Islamic wear, trendy fashion, exotic foods, and decadent desserts. Showcasing an array of 250 local and international exhibitors for the discerning shopper. Wait, there's more. Spectacular live entertainment. Laugh your socks off with Simi Yaref, Yusuf Kedu, and Zahir Bassa, and a host of nasheeds, fire shows, soccer tricksters, and amazing kiddies rides and games. Be where it's all happening and win amazing prizes and loads of giveaways. Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st, and Monday, May 2nd, the Hartley Fair, 133 Hartley Road, Overport. Inquiries 031-207-3498.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Yo quiero decir, para mí, este aquí es un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Bera's Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Bera's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100. Attention all traders, supermarkets and spazas. Visit Devlin Cash & Carry for all your deep cut specials on all listed groceries. Distributors of the widest range of household detergents and perishable goods. Open 7 days a week. Devlin Cash & Carry. Call 011-989-8800. Corner Clapcast and Person Road, Devlin.
Qiraat Jalsa. Motivation to recite the glorious Quran with Tajweed. Friday, the 22nd of April, 2016, after Aisha Salah at Sabri Jum'ah Masjid, Rose Avenue, Lanesia. MC Mulana Abdullah Barat, Nazam Hafiz Yasin Shunara, Qiraat by Hafiz Safir Patel, Qari Aslam Mayat, Qari Amir Ismail, Mulana Yasin Kaji, Qari Hassan Kazi, Qari Saud Ahmed, Qari Karim, Hafiz Hamza Murchi, Hafiz Yusuf Osman. Brought to you by Jamiatul Ulama Da'wah Wal Irshad. Radio Islam International will be an official media partner of this event.
Tuned to Radio Islam, Medium Wave, 1548.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Dr. Sab. I just remembered one of my teachers was before reciting a naat, and he said, you know, don't ponder over the voice, ponder over the words. You took us away with that beautiful tone of yours. Alhamdulillah, Allah increase you, inshallah, and Allah keep that love in you for reciting so beautifully, inshallah, and may we all be inspired by the words that you have put forward, inshallah. Jazakumullah, Dr. Sab. Alhamdulillah, we are now almost, or rather we are into the final program for this session, inshallah, that is the grade fives. And grade fives, it means that we now enter into another category, which is called category three. Category three, again, the only difference is the time limit, 3 minutes to 3:30 seconds. That is for the category three. Alhamdulillah, for the announcement that we made earlier, suggestions are being received. Regarding the change of format, the requests are for different grades doing different items, etc., like the speech, qiraat, art, essays, anashid, etc. Now the committee requests input by all institutes in writing, inshallah, by the 25th May 2016, so that inshallah mashwara can be held by the committee. You can email your requests in writing. I think the email addresses are on the screen, yaqubmanti@gmail.com and faruqnw@gmail.com. Please do that, inshallah, before the 25th of May, inshallah, so that when the committee sits down for mashwara, everything can be looked at, inshallah. And jazakallah for that response, alhamdulillah, so very quickly, inshallah. Grade fives, we will start the grade five in the category three. Our first participant is Noura Isaacs from Kimberley Islamic School, and the topic is Freedom Will Come.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Freedom will come. The entire Muslim Ummah is in a crisis. From Australia in the south to Canada in the north, from China in the east to USA in the west. We find Islamophobia raising its venomous head. War on terror, oppression, discrimination against innocent and peace-loving Muslims has become the order of the day. The raining of missiles on families in Palestine, the killing of innocent people in Syria, ethnic cleansing in Burma, torture and rape in Afghanistan and Iraq, war in Somalia, the list is extensive. Bombs, tanks, missiles is all we see. How can this be since the beginning of time? None of us has committed a crime. Destroying our dreams within a blink, trying to cause us to sink the hatred of women and children. I don't understand. This is not what Allah planned. When you wear scarf, it's in as fashion. When I wear scarf, it's in as oppression. When I throw a stone, I'm called a terrorist. When you throw a bomb, you're called a hero. As Muslims, we should not turn a blind eye and be unsympathetic to our sufferings of millions of our fellow brothers and sisters in Islam. As Muslims, we should engage ourselves in physically assisting the Ummah with whatever means we have at our disposal. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, indeed, Muslims are brothers. The Messenger of Allah has stated that no one becomes a true believer until he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. We are one Ummah. If a finger feels pain, the whole body feels pain. Are we feeling pain? Our ancestors in Islam, companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, demonstrated practically what was meant by true love for our brothers and sisters in Islam. Most importantly, remember, the Muslim Ummah is one. Let us not forget that behind every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. Freedom will come. Keep making dua. No matter how they try, they will never kill the hope burning bright deep inside. You may take out lies, but you will never kill the voice rising deep up. Freedom will come. Freedom will come. Freedom will come. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Nora Isaac. Our next participant in grade 5 will be Fatima Veli from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg. And the topic is, the dunya is an open book test, and I will pass it by. Before Fatima commences with her speech, I just want to make an announcement again. Please respect the participants while they are speaking on stage. Respect meaning that be absolutely still, no moving around, especially in the back, closer to the doors, etc. Please do this, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respected audience, my topic under discussion is, the dunya is an open book test and I will pass it by. I'm sitting in the classroom. The test has begun. Tick tock goes the clock, adding fear onto my already racing heartbeat. I know that if I don't pass this test, I will see a huge red F circled in my report card. Fail! How embarrassing! And what enormous trouble will I be in? No, I just can't fail. I will aspire to do my best. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is how one feels when he is writing a test. Well, this is how our lives on this dunya is. A test, an open book test. Why open book test? One must be wondering. It's simple. Because we already know all the answers and just have to apply them in our daily lives in order to pass. But what if we fail? I'm afraid it's not going to be as simple as this classroom test. We are doomed to hell for if we get an F in the dunya open book test. Over 1400 years ago, the greatest men who ever walked the face of this earth was born. He was none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he brought the message of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received divine revelations which were compiled into the Holy Quran, and whatever he did, said, or approved of was recorded as a hadith. To follow his way of life is sunnah and rewarded both in this world and the year after, insha'Allah. This beautiful religion of Islam is a complete way of life, and if followed correctly, will only lead us to pass this test. It has all the solutions to all the problems we face daily, yet it is not so simple, because Shaitan has vowed to lead men astray. Temptations, peer pressure, lack of knowledge and understandings are all forms of which we fall prey to in not obeying the Creator and following the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have Iman and wisdom, then can we overcome these tools of deception and obstacles in our way of life, which will only lead us to fail. So, my dear audience, let's not fail in the most important test we will ever have to face, but rather see through Shaitan's disguise. We are but travelers on a journey, passing by until we reach our final destination. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah do we come, and to Allah shall we return. Remember, we are all in Allah's classroom, known as the dunya. And tick-tock, tick-tock, time is running out. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Fatima Veli. Our third participant in grade 5, Fatima to Zahra Khan, from Madrasa Ansarul Islam, Pochestrum. The topic is, why my mum says no most of the time.
Mommy, Mommy, can I please go to the mall with all my friends to watch a movie and chill out? No, my child, you can't. Oh, man. Ummi, can I please, please have a cell phone? I really do need one to keep in touch with all my friends on Instagram and Facebook. No, there's more harm than good in a cell phone. Ish. Ummi, there's a girl sleepover party. Can I please go? No, Fatima to Zahra, no. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My topic is, why my mom says no most of the time. No, no, no. Thus is the smallest and most hated word ringing through my little ears. As a young girl, I am unable to fathom why my mom says no most of the time. Is it because she doesn't love me? Is it because she's old, too sick, and has no concept of fun whatsoever? All my hopes, dreams, ideas, all seems to be shattered. Well, being a little girl with a really inquisitive mind, I couldn't take the refusal. I really needed to understand, why was I not allowed? And why was I saying no to, when all of this seemed like innocent fun to me? My mom tried her best, explaining to me the importance of Quran and following the Sunnah, and telling me about the false and evil going around in this big, bad world. And all she wanted was to raise me in the best possible manner, being pious and obedient. Well, wasn't I too young for all this big talk? Anyway, I sat on the musalla and I prayed to Allah for guidance and understanding. I also started observing everything around me, the newspaper articles and the news on radio. And all I heard was this child kidnapped, another murdered, and yet another raped. Why was all of this happening? So, like Dad always says, Mommy knows best. Only now I realize that my beloved mom was not being mean when she said no. She was actually looking out for me. My beloved mom, to be a mom is not an easy task. Yet you do it proudly, no matter what is asked. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Paradise lies under the feet of mothers. So, my dear friends, while we have this blessing and paradise with us, let us look after it. And for those who have lost their moms, may Allah grant them the highest ages in Jannah. So the next time your mom says no, go and give her a big hug, because you don't know what she is protecting you from. Jazakallahu khairan.
MashaAllah. Jazakumullah Fatimatu Zahra. Our next participant, Humaira Vahora from Madrasa Arabiya Islamia Lichtenberg, and the topic is social media and Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, seeing that the time is quite short, I would like to dive straight into a topic, Islam and social media. If you take a look at the definition of social media, you will find that it is interaction amongst people in which they create, share, exchange information, ideas, virtual communities and network. And if you take a look at Islam, Islam appreciates and welcomes all form of advancement for as long as it does not go against the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Today we find ourselves with technology advancing leaps and bounds. And if I am not going to use that technology, and if you are not going to use it positively, that which is incorrect, that which is unfilled, and that which will earn the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps snatch away the peace from our lives. The problem is the social media snatching away of a piece of lot of people. You find wives complaining, you find husbands complaining, children complaining. They are orphans. Orphans of what? Social media orphans. It means mom is busy with her phone, dad is busy with his phone. Nowadays, even children are busy with their own phone. There is no time to talk to each other. Phone and the mobile has become the device of the age. Violent video games, the sharing of indecent images on mobile phones and other types of digital communication are harming mental health. The dangerous impact of social media on mental illness. 75% of teenagers have own cell phones, but 54% of them are using for texting, 24% for instant messaging, and 25% for social media access. According to Dr. Quinn O'Coffey report, that some teenagers and tweens, social media is a primary way they interact socially, rather than at the mall or friends and house. Many people use Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Internet. These are made for communication and information, but we are using for bad things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of the power of this technology, so it has spread the whole globe. Islam governs us how to use it. Example, like a knife. You can use a knife to chop up meat, so you can cook it proper. MashaAllah. In a wrong way, a knife can be used as a weapon. It depends how a person uses it.
Example, you can send a beautiful message or hadith or bayan, so you will get beautiful reward. But if you forward something that is immodest or bad messages of the nature where we are earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it could also mean great destruction to us. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah, Humaira Bahora. Our fifth participant in grade 5, Hannan Kazi from Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley. And the topic is, the dunya is an open book test, and I will pass it by.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Over with school and college exams and into the holidays. Are the exams really over? Think for a moment. The reality is obvious. As long as we are in this earthly life, we are being examined and tested by Allah Ta'ala in the examination room called Dunya. Reports will be issued on the last day, that is Qiyamah, and results will be announced. Everything in life is a test. If you pass this last test, inshallah, you will pass on the day of judgment, and lucky will be the one who will pass on that day and will receive their book in their right hand. Our wealth, health, children, and all other blessings in our lives are tests. So why fear the life of this world? Allah tests us sometimes with calamities and sometimes with blessings to show who will be thankful and who will be ungrateful and who will obey and who will disobey. And then He will reward or punish them in the year after. Since we all know we have tests in our lives, the main question is, how do we prepare for this test? Things in life is always changing. You might be healthy today, but tomorrow you might meet up in an accident which causes you an injury and disables you. Or you might be surrounded by loving family and lose them all suddenly. Absolutely, nothing is guaranteed for us to stay the same in this life. We should prepare ourselves by having yakin that we will definitely be tested. As I remember the verse from the Quran, O my people, the life of this world is only temporary enjoyment, while the abode of the year after is everlasting. Dunya is indeed a temporary place for us to live. We are like travelers. Our destination is Jannah. If you find yourself constantly prioritizing dunya over akhirah, it is time to strike a balance. The life and examples of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes it clear how we should engage ourselves in the activities of this life. By listing your priorities and arrange them accordingly, schedule your days around your prayers and some practical time reading Quran. So let us prepare for the questioning of the year after. As we prepare for worldly exams, let us strive to be among the high achievers as we do for worldly positions. Allah tells us our deeds will be weighed, and when that happens, where would we stand? So what are you waiting for? If you are still breathing, then alhamdulillah, it's not too late, and you shall pass it by too. Jazakumullah.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah. Next up we have Rifayat Hussein from Madrasa Islamia Freiburg, and the topic is Freedom Will Come.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I love all of you for the sake of Allah. Seeing that the time is quite short, I will dive straight into my topic, freedom will come. We know there are problems in this world. The stronger gets away with the murder, the weaker are oppressed. We yearn for justice, but we don't get it. Freedom will come. Our desire for justice and unmixed happiness are not in vain. We will find them in the eternals, afterlife. This world seems to be an imperfect world, actually a perfect testing ground. The joys and suffering here are actually meant how to test how we behave under different customs in life. Those who lead a life of righteousness and obedience to Allah will taste the real joy in the hereafter. Those who lead a life of sins, corruption, and disobedience will taste the real punishment in the hereafter. It is said that this world is not what it appears to be. This is not our ultimate destiny. What happens to us here is not our ultimate destination. This life is a temporary life. To attain salvation, Jannatul Firdaus, our Muslim freedom. Whatever each one of us do or say, our actions and deeds will stand for us in the gardens of Jannah. In Surah Al-Imran, verse number 185, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, every soul shall taste death. Freedom will come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding the power and the technology and Jannatul Firdaus in the hereafter. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah Rifayat Hussein. Next up, we have Safiya Angamia from Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafikeng. And the topic is, the dunya is an open book test, and I will pass it by.
Assalamu alaikum. Is life meant to be a test? Almighty Allah answers the question. Do the people think they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tested? Respected audience, I feel the pain of having low grades. The pain when my siblings blame and scold me every day. I even feel the pain when I lose a family member. These are just some of my difficulties, and I'm sure many of you here also experience your own struggles every day. At times, I want to scream out loud, why me? Am I not a Muslimah already? When I read all my salah, I attend madrasa daily, and I even dress like a Muslimah. But then the words of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to my mind. This world is a prison for the believer. So it surely is going to be a bumpy ride, full of
bottles even bigger than what we have nowadays.
Allahu Akbar! Picture the mother of Musa alayhi salam kneeling down at the bank of the river Nile, thinking of her child drowning.
Imagine at that most difficult moment, she cried out, "Why me? Why my beloved child?"
But she stood firm, knowing that after every difficulty, there is ease.
Therefore, the key to the test of life is the Quran. All the answers and all the guidelines are in the 114 surahs of this glorious book, which is always open. The greatest ingredient found in the Quran is patience. Luqman alayhi salam said, "O my dear son, have patience when difficulty comes upon you. So keep walking forward and the doors will automatically open." Let's walk down memory lane and take a lesson. When we were just 3 years old, how we nagged for that delicious ice cream or toy, risking a few smacks and some embarrassing moments until we finally got what we wanted. So, let us also use dua. Crying out to Allah is another weapon, and through making sujood, humbling ourselves to become stronger. And most importantly, in the remembrance of Allah, we will find comfort. The trap will always be waiting, just as bait invites the fish to open its mouth and get hooked. So remember not to fall for the words of your classmate when he WhatsApps you, "Hi, cutie." Even if you are cute, remember, it's a test. Don't fall for it. Continue to remember Allah, for Allah is more worthy of your attention. The path to awareness of Allah is in this glorious book, and every step towards it is a step towards seeking answers in passing this test of life. Shukran.
MashaAllah, Safiya and Gamia. Next up, we have Imran Puri from Welcome Muslim School, and the topic is "The Dunya is an Open Book Test, and I Will Pass It By."
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Life is like a journey on a train with its stations and with changes of routes and with accidents. We bought this train when we were born, and our parents were the ones who received our tickets. We believe that they will always travel with us. However, at some time, they will have to get off, leaving us alone on this journey called life.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the judges, my educators, and friends. The dunya is an open book test, and I will pass it by trying to be the best I can on this journey. As time goes on, not only our parents will leave the world, but also many around us. We'll be left to fend for our own selves. And when time comes for us to end our journey of life, we will have to answer for our own actions. All the sorrows, the joy, the hellos, and the goodbyes will be over. But the most mysterious part of it all is that we do not know at which station are we going to get off. So what are we waiting for? All the rules, the guidelines, and everything we need to know is right there in the book, 30 chapters, 114 surahs. As Allah mentions in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ حُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a perfect book. There is no doubt in it. It is the guidance for the righteous. We blame everything on the West, but in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Allah revealed the Quran to us so that we may reflect and ponder it over our own lives. But instead, we read it without understanding. And for this reason, we find the Western words more appealing. We should hang our heads in shame. Allah says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But you prefer the world life, while the year after is better and more enduring. Dear friends, Allah's laws are clear and complete. All we need to do is just follow them. Allah, through His mercy, made us Muslims because He wants to see us in Jannah. And it is our duty to prove to Him that we are worthy of it. If we love according to the commands of Allah, then we'll be successful. As I said before, the dunya is nothing but an open book test, and we will all pass it if we follow Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So try your best, and Allah will do the rest. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah Imran Fouri. Why all the noise, learners? When you're coming down, please do it quietly. We're still busy with the contest. Although it is lunchtime and we're all getting now a bit uneasy. Inshallah, the lunch tickets are being sold at the tuck shop. Please don't forget to purchase your vouchers, your lunch vouchers, so that you can inshallah have a nice plate of lunch. Salah, there will be two times for Salah. The first Jamaat will be 1 o'clock, and thereafter at 1:30 will be the second Jamaat, inshallah. Next up we have Uwais Kola from Al Huda Muslim School, Klerksdorp, and the topic is Sunnah in today's time.
Respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who has blessed us, guided us, favored and honored us with a complete and perfect deen. Peace and salutations be upon our master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah has sent not only for a certain and specific tribe or time, but rather as Allah says in the Holy Quran, that we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy for the whole universe. Esteemed listeners, the problems which are facing the Muslim Ummah on a global level today is because of lack of adherence to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The environment we live in is becoming increasingly hostile towards our Islamic lifestyle, and it is becoming increasingly difficult for us as Muslims to hold on to our deen and practice the beautiful teachings of our master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has become difficult for the young girl to wear hijab, even though she knows that she should. And the young man is afraid to come across as too holy if he grows his beard to a first length. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam began strange, and it will become strange again, just like it was at the beginning. So blessed are the strangers. All over the world, Muslims are becoming strangers every day. Muslim women who are being ridiculed simply because they cover up. They are the strangers. Muslim men who are proud of their beard despite running the risk of being labeled a terrorist. They are the strangers. If any individual, group, community, school, organization, government, adult or child adheres to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will gain honor, dignity and comfort in this world, kabar and akhirah. Even though he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no longer resides amongst us, his loving example continues. If we embrace his lifestyle, surely only success can follow. Yet doing this might prove challenging. Embracing the Sunnah will mean that we start living a much more humble life, that we let go of all we have embraced of this modern society, and we start embracing a better way.
We will become strangers, but this is exactly what we should all aim for, because glad tidings are in store for the strangers. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala to make it easy for us to follow the way of our Nabi, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah. To the grade fives, Alhamdulillah, it is now Salah and lunchtime. All the participants, before we leave, all participants, please, I'm sure all the principals or the staff that are responsible for all your participants from all the participating schools, please make sure that your participants are fed, inshallah. You have the vouchers, etc. Please make sure, because they are our esteemed guests for today. Salah facilities are outside the lunch, tickets at the tuck shop. And I think that lunch tables, etc., you have your lunch at the amphitheater, which is on my right, your left when you enter the hall. Jazakumullah khairan. Our next session starts at 2 p.m. inshallah. That means we must try and be in the hall settled before 2 p.m. inshallah.